When ABC announced a reboot of Charlie's Angels in 2011, it aimed to revive a beloved franchise with a sleek, modern polish. The original Charlie's Angels had become iconic, first airing in the late 70s and defining a new kind of glamorous action television, where beautiful and capable women solved crimes under the mysterious guidance of an unseen benefactor named Charlie. The show had launched stars like Farrah Fawcett and Kate Jackson into the cultural stratosphere and spawned an entire aesthetic of fashionable detective work. It was campy, it was stylish, and it was thoroughly of its time. But reviving such a formula in a new decade proved far more difficult than anyone at ABC had anticipated. The 2011 version of Charlie's Angels was set in Miami, a glossy and photogenic location that provided an ideal backdrop for the show's action sequences and fashion-forward sensibilities. It was clear from the beginning that the network intended to lean into escapist entertainment. Palm trees, fast cars, and designer heels abounded. The cast consisted of three relatively unknown actresses, Annie Ilanza, Minka Kelly, and Rachel Taylor. All three were undeniably beautiful, and each was given a tragic backstory intended to add emotional depth to their otherwise breezy crime-fighting personas. Charlie was once again a disembodied voice, now slightly more high-tech, but still just a ghostly presence over a speakerphone. The production team included seasoned professionals, including executive producer Leonard Goldberg, who had worked on the original series, and Alfred Gow and Miles Miller, the duo behind the long-running success Smallville. Despite this pedigree, the show seemed caught in an awkward identity crisis from its very first episode. It wanted to be both a throwback and a reinvention, edgy and glamorous, serious and silly. In trying to be everything, it ended up being not enough of anything. Critics were not kind. The acting was frequently called wooden, the dialogue painfully expository, and the action sequences underwhelming. More damaging was the show's failure to establish any real chemistry among its leads. Whereas the original series, and even the early 2000s films, had thrived on the camaraderie and charisma of their trios, the 2011 reboot seemed forced and stilted. The characters often appeared to be reading lines at each other rather than having genuine interactions, and the emotional stakes rarely landed. For a show that wanted viewers to care about the Angels' personal growth and inner turmoil, it offered little beyond surface-level tragedy and sentiment. The writing was another frequent target of criticism. Plots were formulaic and predictable, lacking the cleverness or tension expected of a modern action drama. There was a sense that the show had misjudged its audience, relying too heavily on glossy visuals and nostalgic branding instead of crafting meaningful stories or characters. Even when the show attempted to explore darker or more emotional territory, such as human trafficking or personal betrayal, it often did so with an air of melodrama that made it difficult for audiences to connect. Part of the problem was the changing landscape of television. In the age of prestige dramas and smart serialized storytelling, audiences expected more than high kicks and high fashion. Other action-oriented shows had already paved the way for smarter, more character-driven fare that could still deliver excitement without sacrificing narrative complexity. In that context, Charlie's Angels felt like a relic trying desperately to appear relevant. The show was canceled after only 4 episodes aired, though 8 had been produced. The remaining episodes were quietly shelved, and the reboot was quickly written off as a failed experiment. It vanished almost as suddenly as it had appeared, with few viewers mourning its loss. It was a rare misfire for a network that had hoped to capitalize on an established brand and generate a sleek, female-led action hit. Instead, it became a case study in how not to do a reboot. In hindsight, the 2011 Charlie's Angels serves as a reminder that nostalgia alone is not enough to sustain a television series. While the original had a certain charm and cultural timing on its side, its formula did not easily translate to a new era without significant reinvention. The attempt to modernize the Angels without truly evolving their world or deepening their characters led to a product that felt dated from the outset. The reboot wanted viewers to take it seriously, but it never quite earned that seriousness. The legacy of the show is brief and mostly forgotten, overshadowed by both its source material and the far more successful film adaptations that came before. It remains a footnote in the long history of television reboots, remembered mostly by curious viewers or die-hard franchise completists. In a television landscape increasingly filled with reimaginings of old properties, Charlie's Angels stands as a warning that reviving a classic takes more than just familiar names and updated wardrobes. It requires a clear vision, compelling characters, and a deep understanding of why the original worked in the first place. Without that, even angels can fall.